The European Union is reportedly considering making investments in foreign fossil fuel infrastructure to address rising energy costs throughout the continent, a development which the U.S. oil and gas industry could ultimately benefit from. We told you earlier this month about how a recent trend of reduced output from renewables in the EU was driving up power prices for the bloc's consumers. Now, an increase in liquefied natural gas spending may be how European leaders attempt to resolve this problem. According to a leaked proposal obtained by Politico, which is part of the EU's upcoming action plan for affordable energy, the bloc is looking into new measures to stabilize energy prices, including financial support for LNG infrastructure, projects abroad, and signing long-term contractual agreements to acquire more of this fossil fuel. The move would mark a shift in the EU's energy policies, which has been working to phase out liquefied natural gas use and currently signs only short-term LNG contracts. The draft also references a potential adoption of what is known as Japanese model, where government trades invest in overseas LNG initiatives for preferential gas prices. Japan has utilized this strategy, with the U.S. becoming the largest public investor in American LNG projects in exchange for the ability to import this fossil fuel at a rate that will lower energy prices for the Japanese public, a model which the EU might soon follow. This all comes as the bloc is currently engaged with the U.S. in discussions regarding LNG imports, as the EU has dispatched envoys to Washington with the aim of striking a deal to purchase more American liquefied natural gas. However, environmental groups argue the EU's public funds should not be used to increase fossil fuel extraction and warn that such policies could conflict with the EU's broader climate goals. Despite these concerns, the bloc's leaked proposal suggests that it will immediately work with reliable foreign LNG suppliers to secure additional cost-competitive imports and facilitate long-term contracts, measures the EU is hoping to implement by July.